to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time now for us to spend on the Talk Radio Countdown Show a few moments with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place to go. The magazine is an online magazine every day, updated with the special tools that Michael has, keeping his finger on the pulse of news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio around the country. That's how he comes up with the stories, the hot hits, if you will, of the week. The top 10, we'll go through those now. I guess there are probably no secrets this week. There's not a lot of mystery involved in putting this list together, Michael.
No, it's almost been one topic, but yeah. We have to find 10. And actually, there are microscopic traces of other topics. So let's go through them. And number 10,
backpacks full of information.
Yeah. Major League Baseball action at number 10. Number 9, the federal budget and tax day. And number 8, Justin Bieber and Frank comments. Number 7, we have the Jay-Z Cuba trip. And number 6, North Korea missile threats. Number 5, teen rape and suicide cases. Number 4, the D.C. Ricin letters. At number 3, the immigration bill debate. At number 2, gun legislation activity. And number 1, the Boston Marathon bombing. We have on our people survey, Jay-Z and Justin Bieber at 10. Marco Rubio at number 9. John Kerry at 8. Dianne Feinstein at 7. Number 6 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 5 is Joe Biden. Number 4 is John Boehner. Number 3 is Harry Reid. Number 2, Crystal Campbell, Martin, Richard, and Lingzi Liu. And number 1 is the King of Washington and the world, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. The King of Washington and the world.
I just got back from Washington, so you get an interesting perspective on all these characters when you go to the Hollywood of politics.
I was watching, because I'm a Bostonian, certainly the events of the of this week and the bombing and subsequent chasing around of these brothers and what it was all about. It brought us to a rather strange place. Some of us thought it was similar to September 11th. Some of us thought there was something else. There was a different feeling to it. And I think there really was, whether that was captured by some of the conversation that you were listening to on these programs. But the influence of social media and how it has changed. First of all, these guys were found basically by the authorities placing their pictures on social media. And the coverage of what happened was based around social media. And I wonder, I mean, that's talking about the news media, but we represent another spectrum. We represent conversation on the radio for the most part and through the new media. And I wonder what you sensed as you were, if you felt the same. You and I are both seasoned in this business, and we certainly remember how we approached things after September 11th. How do you feel? This is Michael Harrison telling the story about using the new world order of electronic gadgetry to bring information to people, oftentimes quicker than they can absorb it. How do you see that flushing out in the coverage and the conversation of a lot of these programs from this week?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, that's a very, very big topic, and my feelings are basically the rhetorical question. Wow. Look at the world that we're living in. Look at how it's changed. The thing that struck me most when you talk about media is that this case is a milestone in understanding just how observed we all are. That almost every, you know, talk before, microscopic traces of topics, microscopic traces of reality, every inch of land, every street in every city, every street corner, every intersection, every lobby, every building is under surveillance. That when you're walking down the street, wherever you are, you don't even know. There could be a satellite counting the hairs on your head from, 150 miles above you. Everything is under surveillance. And it's going to become even more so, whereby the good news is you can't just slip into the crowd, drop a bomb, and get away with it. The bad news is you can't escape from any force or power or organization that wants to find you. There, you can run, but you can't hide. And that's what it is. We just entered a new era in the evolution of you can run, but you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's good and bad, isn't it?
Not to a point, yes. I think it is. I think we live in a really, remember the old song, it's a strange world, we live in Master Jack. It doesn't have any feeling of security to it, even though there are tons of people who are just plain alone. You don't feel alone because you're so surrounded by, or maybe you do feel alone.
Well, I don't know. That's a whole other psychological thing.
Yeah.
You've heard the old expression, being alone in a crowd.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, sometimes the loneliest I feel is when I'm in New York City or at a big event. And I don't necessarily think being connected to your friends on Facebook or being on the radio and having millions of people listening to you, or being at Times Square on New Year's Eve, necessarily is going to make you feel less alone. It actually can make you feel more alone. There have been psychological studies that indicate people are feeling lonelier mm-hmm. the more connected they are on social media to the more people.
Mm-hmm.
That it does not scratch that itch of needing human contact. This is a very interesting subject. And it does relate to talk radio. It relates to what we do as communicators and community builders. But it's far deeper. And we are really entering a very extraordinarily different period in human history than anything we have seen before.
Mm-hmm. We are, aren't we? And you wonder how much, well, we haven't seen it in our lifetime, and we haven't seen it in the recent history of the world, but you got to wonder, and now I'm really digging into a hole here. My bucket of philosophy makes me wonder. We haven't found civilizations here on our planet that seem to be in the 6 billion years of our existence or 5 billion years that would bring us to think that there were other situations like this that existed here. But where else in the universe might there be situations like this existing? Where else are there?
They think there are theories among astrobiologists. And astrobiology is a branch of biology where now that we're finding all of these planets from different stars,
mm-hmm.
We're finding them by the hundreds,
yeah.
And we're now finding them ones that are similar to Earth. In other words, it's becoming increasingly apparent that there's life out there. That it would be more amazing if there weren't life out there and we were the only life form in this vast universe, because all the elements are out there. Water is out there. Carbon is out there. Amino acids are out there. The universe, for life to have formed here only, would be more unusual than it not. That being said, a number of astrobiologists are coming to the conclusion that perhaps biological life is only one step in the evolution of life, and that there are civilizations out there that are thousands or millions of years ahead of us, which they could be, that they're actually machine life. That we seem to be heading toward this integration between technology and biology, with technology being the trend.
Mm-hmm.
We're becoming more and more technically composed.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, we're becoming we're developing this hive mentality, this computer brain, if you will. Mm-hmm. So it's likely that if there is anything out there, it's sort of like the Borg in Star Trek, or this Facebook run amok, where everybody is into everything, where there's no individual person, where an individual entity is part of a larger computerized superintelligence cell, a machine intelligence that goes beyond anything we can imagine. And the reason they haven't bothered with us is because we're just bacteria compared to them. We're not even worth harvesting and farming.
Mm-hmm.
we're so low on the evolutionary scale compared to what is technically, scientifically possible.
Bacteria.
We're just bacteria. Well, why not?
My heavens. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We continue in a moment on The Countdown.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amberen is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Amberen restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Do yourself a favor. If you love talk radio, you love the hosts, you love the programs that you listen to with regularity. Maybe you're new to this program. Maybe you're new to the format. Maybe you didn't know there was all this excitement. Well, you can find out what the bottom line is by going to Talkers.com every day. There are great stories about the people and the things that we find is the bread of our existence. Got to have info in order to talk about it. And we're questioning where some of the information comes from now, or at least some of the old timers are, because they're not comfortable with where it comes from, because it's not what they grew up on. That's really, you and I didn't grow up on this stuff.
Well, anybody who grew up in the 20th century is definitely feeling like an alien in this brave new world. And we're seeing 20th century culture just evaporate. Architecture is evaporating, machines are evaporating, organizations are evaporating, methods of communication. So many of the institutions of our life that we grew up with in the 20th century are becoming, what the 19th century was to us when we were kids.
The Industrial Revolution of technology.
And this change is even greater than that. Yeah. So how we communicate as human beings with each other is really the subject you're bringing up today. It's kind of a provocative topic, but maybe after the Boston bombing, we're all feeling in a introspective mood.
Oh, I think very much so. I think we are, I think.
Yeah, and the way in which these criminals, at the point of this conversation, have been apprehended or chased or the FBI putting their faces out there, their faces captured because everybody's face in Boston was captured.
Yeah.
They probably have, they could put video on every human being in Boston at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Bad time to do that kind of crime.
Well, they had the shows. They weren't very smart nor sophisticated. They just wanted to do, they were spoiled. They wanted to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it, and that was their undoing. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. You can get the list, the complete list, posted at DougStephan.com and also at Talkers.com of the stories and the people that make up the Talkers charts for the week of April 15th to 19th, 2013.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Michael Levine is here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, listening to this program every week, he's here with a PR spin on the essential items of conversation. That is in a grab bag, a potpourri of items. There are always images that go with the items. And because Levine Communication Office deals with the fabric of promotion, how do you present somebody or something in its best light? Michael has great insight into how to get people or companies to put themselves in the best possible light. So I guess, having said that, how does the Boston Marathon, Boston Marathon A, it's B, M-A-A, Boston Marathon Athletic Authority or Association, how do they get people to run next year? How do they use what happened, because that's really what you're talking about here, the events of this past week, to bring people in? This event on Monday featured almost 30,000 runners from all over the country and all over the world. So how do you convince these people next year that you're going to be in, as the president said, you'll run again?
Well, you raise a good question, because you have this paradox. You have, on one hand, a responsibility or a desire to promote a sense of normalcy. On the other hand, it is utterly impossible to ignore the unique situation that transpired. And so how do you do both at once? And it's very difficult. You're going to have to convince people that there is going to be a massive security effort so people will be safe. Because when you're convincing runners to run, you've got to convince runners to run, but you've got to convince, you know, these runners are people's mothers, sisters, brothers, fathers, daughters, cousins. And you're going to have all kind of family pressure, so you're going to have to make an extraordinary effort to convince people that it's safe, that there will not be a copycat incident, and you're going to have to change security measures. So, that's going to be an important part of this media strategy.
All right. So changing it up involves trying to quell some of the images. The news media is not doing much to help You see the same shots over and over and over again. If you watch these ridiculous news channels, the bomb blows up 15 times an hour. And so people have that in their mind more than they do the people running to help and some of the great good stories that have come out of this. I mean, there have been marvelous examples, as there always are in the face of these sorts of atrocities. There's always far more goodness that comes out of them.
Yeah. On the other hand, the news stations are under enormous pressure to highlight the action video, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Isn't that the pressure?
Yep.
You know, if you've got a news program and you don't have action video, you're really behind the eight ball.
Well,
so it's a very difficult thing for these kinds of tragedies are very difficult because you got tremendous pressure to accentuate the action video, and on the other hand, you don't want to glamorize the people who did this, the monsters who did it. It's very difficult balance, and it's all happening in real time.
Right, and it is right. The word is balance. Called by USA Today, one of Hollywood's brightest and most respected executives, Michael Levine, responsible for a lot of PR campaigns over the years at the LCO online office. He's the founder there and the founder of the LBN Alert, which brings you up to date every day on the news of the day in an exciting and concise way. You might want to check out LBNAlert.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. The week ending Friday, the 19th of April, is our focus in this hour, as it is in every hour of our weekly Talk Radio Roundup. Number one item on the countdown, the Boston Marathon bombing. Here are our hosts, Brock Hard and Danny O'Neill, talking to ESPN analyst Tim Hasselbeck about what the Boston Marathon's all about. Hasselbeck is running it. He's actually in Boston reporting. He's the husband of Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View. So as a football player, but a sports guy in general, he had some interesting comments on the large number of positive stories that have come out of all of these events this week.
Help us understand. We're 3,000 miles away, Tim. Yeah. Help us understand the best weekend, the emotion today. If yesterday was surreal, if yesterday was just trying to react and make sense of it, what is the reaction? Has there been any change of emotion today?
You know, it does sometimes seem that, you know, something that happens on the East Coast, maybe, you know, people on the West Coast feel very removed from what, you know, what took place. But it's crazy here to think about it. I mean, it's still, I think people are shocked. I think people are, I know for me, and, you know, I don't live in Boston anymore, but obviously still have a lot of close ties to Boston. I mean, it was hard for me to listen to anything unrelated to it on my drive to ESPN today. And so I think everyone's just stunned because, again, if you understand what that event is, the Boston Marathon really is a massive celebration. I mean, I grew up from the time I can remember going and watching you know, people compete in the wheelchair portion of the Boston Marathon. And, you know, when the first wheelchair racers would come around, the roar of the crowd throughout the entire course, or when the first woman, you know, comes down the path, or, you know, when you see somebody who's maybe pushing somebody in a wheelchair, you know, and running behind it, or it's just absolutely remarkable. You know, people have names of the person that they're running for. It's just, it's an incredible event, you know, and if you've ever been near the finish, you get chills watching people struggle to finish, and then the crowd will just go crazy and erupt to kind of carry that person across the finish line. It's such a positive event that to think something so negative took place right at the finish is just, I mean, it's unfathomable. It's just crazy.
Yeah, Tim, when you watch, I could only watch kind of one of the eyewitness videos just once because I didn't, it's just so sad and awful to see the magnitude of that moment. But as you said, when you do see some of the first responders running toward the explosion, not away from it, when you see the police removing the barricades to try and get out and help people, I think it also gives you an idea of the kind of human spirit that city in general and our country in particular have. And how we're going to respond to that as a country and how Boston will respond to it as a city.
Yeah, there's no question that there's, you know, individuals there. I mean, and that's the other aspect of it. When people finish a marathon, you know, they're the Boston Marathon and everyone associated with it, you know, they're set up to care for these people when they finish running the marathon. You know, a lot of them, you know, are in tough shape at that point, whether it's dehydration or whatever the case may be. So fortunately, you know, there are so many capable and prepared people kind of in the area. And, you know, another aspect of it is that, and I'm sure if you guys have watched any of the, you know, the surgeons, you know, talking to the press at all, you know, at Mass General Hospital or at Brigham and Women's Hospital or at Children's Hospital in Boston, there's a lot of good hospitals in the area and very good doctors in the area. And I think that it's been impressive to see the way that they've responded in terms of, you know, kind of being there. You know, as a hand to reach out.
Here's Taco's Bob Clark with a caller. They talk about whether what happened in the marathon is going to change the way he lives, he, the caller's, life day to day.
This story itself obviously just being one of many recent tragedies that we have been dealing with in this country. And we have certainly been asked to give up some of our civil liberties, freedoms, and privacy in the name of tighter security and safety since September 11, 2001. And I think for the most part, many people are okay with that trade-off, as long as it doesn't go too far. But once again, what happened yesterday in Boston, we are reminded that anyone, someone, who is determined to do harm can't be stopped always. I mean, there are obviously no guarantees. So the list continues to get longer, right? The places where you can't feel safe all of the time. You feel vulnerable. Obviously, schools have been on that list for a long time. Work, malls, movie theaters, and now a sporting event like the Boston Marathon. But what happened in Boston is a reminder for everyone who lives in this country where they host any sort of big time event, no matter what your local authorities are doing in terms of security, it's not a 100% guarantee. So we have the Boston Marathon bombings. We had the shooting last summer at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. We've had a couple of different mall shootings in our country in recent months. And then, of course, the shooting at Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut, back in September. One of many, unfortunately, many school shootings that we have seen in our country over the last 10 to 15 years. All of this tragedy, especially this recent spat of tragedy that seems to be happening, has it had any impact whatsoever on you in terms of how you go about living your day-to-day life? Go ahead, Robert.
I was just going to say, we're all saddened by what we saw and heard from Boston, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who were affected by it directly. However, I just, you know, I think of the quote from Benjamin Franklin when he said, you know, they that can give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And if we being liberals, they're going to go overboard and say, look, we need more laws, we need more restrictions, we need more everything, in other words, government, to restrict our freedoms to try to prevent these attacks from happening, and they're not going to prevent these attacks from happening. We have to go about it as best we can with what the tools we have. I mean, you look back at like the rules and regs that have been in place since 9/11 with the TSA. They're not preventing terrorist attacks. All kinds of bombs have gotten through, but one way or another, they didn't go off, like on an airplane in Detroit and so forth. But all they do is hinder civil liberties. But they don't protect us. The terrorists move on.
Up next, we will revisit a segment from my Good Day program where Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I talked to Dr. Jay Kumar about the way the news media covered Monday's bombing.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Dr. J. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, jkumar.com, drjkumar.com, professor, actually at several universities in the Los Angeles area, man has been studying your brain for a long time. So in this circumstance, we have a very real problem that people have been certainly put off by. It brings home not only things that could happen like this around sporting events, but just in general, how vulnerable we are, and so the news media being what it is, Jay, it makes us feel more vulnerable. When you get right down to it, I've had more expressions from people this week who have suggested that we, you know, the news media covers these one or two people that create mayhem and does a very bad job of covering the thousands and thousands of great things, good things, positive things that come as a result of people helping other people during times of need like this.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up, Doug, because, you know, one of the things that I really would love to, you know, talk to everyone here today is about how to cope in times of tragedy. And we had a really horrific event, as all of you know, this past week. And I was very fortunate to be able to speak about this, my university, to my students, the day after the bombings in the marathon in Boston. And one of the things that I really emphasized in my talk that I gave to my students that day is that not to give up hope. You know, I would love to ask you, Doug and Jennifer, I think, and all of you, mm-hmm. that are there. When you saw that, when you heard about that, the events in Boston, the marathon, what was your first emotional reaction?
Here we go again.
Yeah, not again, probably.
Yep, here we go again.
But I think what got me are the images, and we've talked about this, Jay, the images that came out from, you know, just as the bombs are going off, of people running towards them. You know, you have everybody running away, but you look at the people that ran towards them, and I think that's what I keep trying to focus on, because that's what inspires me out of all that darkness.
Amazing people.
It is. You know, Jennifer Bird, I'm so glad you said this, because the first thing that, the first emotional response that we sometimes, you know, experience in times of coping in really tragic events. First, it's horror, it's anger, it's but also a sense of despair, a sense of hopelessness. And there's, and you know, Doug, you kind of hit upon this. Our news media tends to focus on the crazy people, and you know, the violent acts. Yeah, you think, right?
Yeah,
and you know,
it's like
fear sells. You know, fear. You know, despair equals dollars, if you will. Right.
Right. Yes.
And so we and the news media fails or does a very poor job of covering all the people, as you said, you know, Jennifer and Roberta, who the first thing is they go out there and help people. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, there's
Their instinct.
It's their instinct, and I'm glad you said that word instinct, because I want to say something which is really important. You know, we're so bombarded with images in our news media about violence and war, and it's so easy to think of the human species by nature that we're violent and aggressive and full of hate and you know, and animosity. But nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, all the research coming out of neuroscience actually validates the human brain is actually hardwired for compassion, empathy, altruism, and kindness.
Mm.
And this is why we see people first thing, you know, I was tearing up hearing some of the stories, reading about them online about, you know, marathoners after having run 26 miles, ran 2 extra miles to go to the hospital to donate blood.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And come on. Wow. Like, that's just that. If that itself doesn't, you know, tear you up, you know, you got to get your head checked.
Let me add something to this that is disturbing. As I look to a high school in Idaho, where this week bomb threats were scrawled on the walls, and the school district is trying to figure out what to do. The restroom monitor now has been assigned to have high school students sign in and out of the bathrooms because of these bomb threats. And there have been 9 of them since last October, as a matter of fact. Again, wondering whether you get this, these high school kids are impacted, Jay, by the events or maybe movies they see, books they read, the culture itself, and then how do you deal with that?
So fear is an energy. You know, fear begets more fear.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The human brain specifically has the most remarkable capacity to forgive and to heal. And one of the most powerful emotions that we can use, and I love to give you some concrete tips on how to do this, is cultivating compassion. And they've discovered that just by thinking about compassion, or just thinking about a good thought in your mind, actually begins to reshift your brain structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's some wonderful things we can do. You know, we're bombarded with these images. The first thing, if you're affected by these images, don't go online as often. Don't, you know, actively avoid watching these horrific images if they disturb you so readily. But let's maybe flip this on a more positive side. Let's see, what are some positive things you can start doing to experience more compassion in your life? You know, we're so used to thinking that one person can't make a difference. We can make a difference.
Wrong.
Every single person makes a difference. You know, as Mahatma Gandhi said, I love this quote, be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we need to do is practice kindness with ourselves and to others. So here's some really wonderful things you can start doing for your day-to-day to practice more kindness. Do something simple. Smile at a complete stranger.
Yep.
Open the door for a complete stranger.
You know, and I love to smile to people on the street who may not fit the norm, There's a
have their heads down, yeah.
Have their heads down, or even sometimes a homeless person. It's amazing when you smile at them. The smile they give you back is just amazing.
And you know what? The beauty about this, you know, if you want to hold the door open for someone or let someone merge into you on the freeway, mm-hmm. that person will actually experience a sense of you know, joy, and that spreads out into the world. And there's a neurobiological reason for this. When you practice kindness or compassion, your brain structure actually changes, and you begin to release chemicals in your brain that help you cope with moments of tragedy.
Yeah.
I think Christopher Reeve said it best. You know, once you choose hope, anything is possible.
Wonderful, wonderful words. You can find out more about Jay, Dr. Jay Kumar, jkumar.com. You understand why his students have made his classes as popular as they are and why his posts are compelling and his website is great. Thank you, Jay.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our special attorney here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is here to review from the legal side the obvious items that are of interest on the top of the Talk Radio Countdown chart this week. Starting, Steve, of course, with the Boston bombings. You're a Bostonian, and we all, those of us who are Bostonians, know the area, know the race, know the routine. We've had all of the usual and maybe unusual things that have come out of all of this. So custody of someone who's a suspect, what happens with the legal team as they look at the crime information they get from the ATF and from the FBI, the state police, local police? How do they build a case against whoever perpetrated this?
Well, you know, there are more than a thousand various law enforcement people involved in this. And you're right, it's crossing alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. It's crossing the FBI. There's the local state police. There's the Boston police. There are a lot of different jurisdictions that are working in this. I believe the FBI is taking the lead in cooperation with the Boston police. So they're the ones who are going to be really making the decisions on this as things proceed.
And so when the people make a case against whoever it is that perpetrated this, how do they do that? What does the public need to know or would be interested in knowing? You've got to nail this, right?
It's going to be very interesting as far as what kind of charges they choose, because they will have the options of making this under even various federal crimes. There's actually a section 42 U.S.C. 1983 that is deprivation of a person's civil rights, and so they could actually argue that this has been used before. So I think the question is going to be, will they try them in federal court? Will they try them in state court? The chances are here, with the FBI taking the lead, they'll do this as a federal case.
I do think
they want the federal agencies to take the lead rather than, and the Boston Police Department's a good one, but this is a case where they want the heavy hitters involved. It's going to be the FBI.
Is this a death penalty case?
Well, you know, it's fascinating that you say that, because Massachusetts is a state that does not have a death penalty. But there was an instance before where there was a murder in Massachusetts, and someone received a death penalty at the federal court in Massachusetts,
right,
because it was treated as a federal crime that carries it. You may very well hit that one on the head.
Right. So the feds lead, and therefore, if a capital punishment is allowed by federal law, then whoever perpetrated this gets the chair or the gas
Since we don't even have what happens in that instance, is they are then sent to a facility in New Hampshire.
All right. Next up, the fertilizer plant explosion outside of Waco, Texas. When all the dust settles, who is it that now will bear the brunt of all these deaths and this destruction? Who gets sued?
Yeah, we're going to have to see a lot of information on this, and certainly OSHA and the Occupational Safety and Hazard and Health Administration, they are going to be taking a lead here, because there is a real question. When you're talking about this kind of fertilizer, remember, this stuff readily can be turned into a bomb. This was what was used in the Oklahoma City bombing. So there has to be extreme care in how this product is maintained. And if there was negligence on behalf of the company, and I'm not saying there is, but I think that this is something that will be explored, even to the extent of if it turns out to be a callous disregard, and knowing that there was a dangerous situation set up, you could even have manslaughter charges. So you could go from anything from a total unfortunate accident that will be paid for through insurance maintained by the owners of the company to even criminal as well as civil liability. And we're going to have to shake that down as we see more evidence.
Got to wonder, people's houses, I mean, right on top of this plant, whether they built the plant after or the people who were allowed to build their houses on that. It's kind of like building a house on the beach and the hurricane comes along and blows away. So who's responsible for that? Let's take a couple of seconds on the gun control amendment that didn't work. So everything stays the same, no big deal, no foul, no loss. What do you read that?
Well, I read it as polls with 90% of Americans in favor of the legislation. The last piece of legislation that didn't even make it was merely a background check. And you had the NRA exerting its political muscle, and you had politicians caving to them when 90% of Americans wanted it. All it was talking about was a background check. They had already killed the move for assault weapons ban. They had already killed the move for large cartridges that would have many shots within them. All of these had no effect on people's Second Amendment rights. It was ridiculous.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.